Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Married, Single, Divorced. I'm here with my besties.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and I'm married.
And I'm Fern, happily divorced.
And by elimination, that makes me your single girl. We're bringing the group chat online and showing you behind the scenes of our very different lives.
We're confessing intimate thoughts, making jokes at our own expense, and proving life isn't all glossy Instagram feeds.
Our goal? To show the messy, funny, unfiltered side of marriage, motherhood, dating, and everything in between.
Coming up this week.
She'll leave you like a little packet of condoms on your bed. I feel like I'm in therapy where the therapists are really disappointed in me.
Then I looked and I was like, oh, I'm wet.
10 diamonds and a bag of gold.
So, she went, right, give me a cough. She's like, it's out.
Okay, guys, welcome back. Another week. We're in the mix. Well, I guess we've had a couple of weeks off. Are we just giving, like, an update of what's gone on, or...?
Well, yeah.
Why have we been off for a couple of weeks?
Go on then, Larissa. Fill us in.
I had my gallbladder removed.
Okay. You just say it as like a...
Wow, I've survived it.
You say it as just like a, yeah, I've had my gallbladder
Bust
removed.
It.
Tell us all.
It was keyhole surgery under general anaesthetic. I'd say I feel like I've been missold.
Okay, why?
I think when people say keyhole, they're like, ah, easy breeze. Yeah. Was it not?
No. Well, no, also like your mum, Charlotte, your mum had her gallbladder removed. Yeah. She was very chill. Like she was like, yeah.
Well, I think you don't remember it as it was, but I remember it. I mean, she had it emergency when she was in Spain. Mm. So it felt more dramatic, I think, for us because she was away with a friend and like me and my sister were left here. Kind of like wondering what's going on, and I think she was there for an extra week and then she didn't drive for a couple of weeks, which is quite big.
Yeah,
but how are you feeling now?
So much better. We're now, is it like 10 days out?
Oh,
something
wow.
Like that. I'd say it was a humbling experience. It was like, again, keyhole, everyone was like, oh, you know, it's a day, it should be a day surgery, should be. And the nurse was like really keen to get me out. She's like, oh, you know, it's fine. And I'd had it done, I think, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it cut to about 5 o'clock. And I was like, I'm really not feeling well. Mm-hmm. But I'd got myself to the toilet twice, managed to kind of get up. I was like, every time I stood up, I was like, ooh, the room's spinning. But I'm like, it's just me. And then she was like, no, I've checked your observations. Like, you're good to go. So Mike packed my little bag. And then I got taken down in a wheelchair because I just was like, I physically can't walk. But bear in mind, I saw other people who'd had the same surgery walk out with their respective other halves or whoever was with them. So we get in the lift and I'm like, I was like, the room's spinning. And I said to the nurse, I really don't feel well. She was like, oh, you'll be fine. Once we get out into the air, you'll be fine. So Mike's like, oh, I'll need to bring the car around. And I just remember getting to like the main corridor towards the door. And I was like, I don't feel well. And that's the last thing I remember. And Mike had gone to get the car at this point. I then had fainted, but I was falling forward out of the wheelchair and this nurse was on her own.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what happened, but she basically hit the alarm in the hospital.
Oh gosh.
I just came to.
It's just like, you've just flopped out and she's just ran and found a button.
It's like, see ya. I was in the chair. Okay. And then,
she's just turning around like, fuck, where did she go?
Like a comedy skit. Like, she's gone. But basically, Mike came back from pulling the car around to the front. And he's like, where's my wife gone? Because he was like, she's disappeared. Because he said, last time I saw you, you were like approaching the door. And the security guard said, oh, follow the blue alarm thing down the corridor.
So he was like, no need to panic. Just follow the blue flashing lights. You'll find your wife being resuscitated in a room, probably.
Yeah. I could just imagine your wheelchair with like a blue ambo light above it. Well, Mike said he got to like, he went down the corridor. The room, like loads of people were running into a room, and he just saw me on a bed that had been kind of tipped up, so my head was lower than my legs.
Oh my gosh, to get the blood. Like a torch.
Yeah, and I just came to saying, get me up. Don't remember any of the bit in between. And they were like, oh, it was about 4 minutes. I had oxygen. They were like, oh, yeah, your blood pressure went very, very, very low. I was like, no shit, Sherlock.
I had been trying to tell you. Yeah.
So then I stayed overnight.
I guess they do deal with people being like, I don't feel well. And it's actually gauging what level someone is not well.
Yeah.
So you got an extra night out of it?
I did. I had my Ouramorph and then watched Love Your Garden. Absolutely buzzy. I was like, wow.
Oh, I think we did get a picture of that. I'd be like,
but at the point where I could appreciate it, I was like, yes. And then things started to improve after that. But
recovery is going okay then?
Absolutely fine. There's no
good.
I know. Oh, and just one particularly scabby incision because the glue had come apart.
What?
Yeah, which Mike almost passed out as well.
Oh, I don't do like that sort of thing, like blood, guts, no. I remember my parents always wanting me to be a doctor or a dentist and I was like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like I was fine. But Mike, it's very funny, we were like in a room and I was like, I really need the toilet. When I came to, I was like, I'm going to wet myself. Like, I need the toilet. But I couldn't, I was still just like, so I couldn't get myself up. And so Mike was like, let me try and help you get out of the bed. So he peeled back the sheet and my whole gown from like my bust level down to my stomach was just red and the sheets were red. And he just went, instead of just being calm for me, he ran out the room, was like, help, excuse me, she's bleeding. I was like, what? Because I wasn't conscious really at this point. And I was like, what's he doing? Like, what? Then I looked and I was like, oh, I'm wet. I was like, what? So that was horrific. And he was like, white. And he was like, oh, I had to sit down because I just was going to.
Oh, poor him.
Yeah. and then they had to bring me a commode.
Oh,
nothing's quite as humbling as just being pissing in a room on a. It was awful. Like,
never used a commode actually.
Well, I don't know.
I've got a commode bucket at home that I used to clean my bike. Actually, yeah. I don't think anyone's ever used it, but
I managed to get to the toilet after that. But yeah, I'm here to tell the tale.
I'm glad you're on the road to recovery.
Eating my fatty foods again.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you.
I'm waiting to get back to my favorite Chinese restaurant.
There was talk, I think, on a previous episode that you might have the shits once you start eating again.
Absolutely fine.
Oh, right.
Okay. I know. I was like bracing myself for awful. And well, she says this. Could change. Yeah, but at the moment, fine.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
Pleased to hear it. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, so apologies,
and
guys.
And back to recording the podcast.
Yeah, it feels like we've not caught up in ages.
I feel rusty.
Yeah.
So apologies, everyone.
So, Fern, what have you been up to this week?
Well, it wasn't this week, but obviously we've had 2 weeks off. So, in the meantime, I've had my coil out.
Oh, of course.
Which was a cliffhanger, wasn't it, that we were on? Nothing happened.
Oh.
Dead
simple. So, nothing like my experience?
Absolutely nothing. She got me on the bed in that very vulnerable position.
Oh, yeah.
She went, as long as I can see the strings, it'll be good. I was like, okay. So she, went digging.
Had you felt the strings before this?
She did ask me this and I was like, I have. Last time I checked, but I don't know when that was. That was a long time ago. So, yeah, she got me, you know, in that knees apart position.
Straddling thing, yeah.
Got the speculum in, cranked it open.
It's the crank of that. And you can't see it. You can't see it. It's just like, it's like that crunch of going up a, like, roller coaster.
It's like, clunk, 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 clunk.
Anyway.
I don't know. Has it been too long since I went for a spin?
I was going to say, she needs new equipment.
It's the medieval times. I remember when they showed us that thing in sex ed at school. And I
do
like,
as well.
I was like, fuck, they take that in and then they just kind of like, plump. Pull it out. I didn't realise they'd go in with that and then like the swab after.
Well, like a little duck face.
Oh, yeah, like going in and taking the sample of what they need.
Anyway, she has me lying on the bed and she just goes, good news, I can see the strings. And I was like, are you just going to pull it? Because part of me is like, why do I even come? Like, if I could have just
come, we could have done it.
I wouldn't have pulled it, would I? But she was like, yeah. So she went, right, give me a cough. She was like, it's out. I had nothing else planned. I was like, oh, I'm going to feel rubbish. And I sat myself on the sofa. I was like, nothing's happening.
She must be
a bit looser than Charlotte's cervix.
Her baby hasn't come out of mine.
Oh, that's so funny. I had a slight bit of spotting and like the mildest of period pain, almost feeling for about 3 minutes.
That's it.
And oh. I was like, oh, I best just go to gym then.
Oh. Amazing.
Well, that's good. So
that
good,
was a
though.
Non-story, really, wasn't it? But
a great story.
Also, have my thing for my dating app, my update.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want that?
You were, yes. Yeah.
What
yeah.
is this dating app called again?
Breeze. We didn't name it, but it's called Breeze.
Okay.
Because you were meant to be setting me up with a profile.
Yeah, I've not done that yet. Sorry. Yeah, so the update from my last thing that I'd done was downloaded this dating app from a recommendation. Got my profile, had done my first set of swiping on my first 7 guys, and yeah, now we've had a match.
Okay.
So we've had
a
match.
Can you see your match?
Yeah, so it's the same process as like any other dating apps, which I say to you as if you've used them, you haven't. But you've swiped on sisters, haven't you, when they were dating? Okay. So it's the same idea. You see a lot of profile, like pictures, information, questions answered, whatever. And then, yeah, so if you match, you then just straight away, it's like, right, pay your date token. I knew that this was a thing that you paid, but I thought you got to see if like your schedules matched up first, but it doesn't. It makes you pay to then see like the schedules.
As in money?
£9.50. It's £9.50.
So it's like, are we talking about like an app, like money or actual?
It's not Robux.
So I was going to say it gives you like 10 diamonds and a bag of gold.
I was thinking Candy Crush. Do we pay for extra?
Get an extra life now.
Actual £9.50.
Pound sterling.
Which fucks me off because really I would want them buying the first drink maybe.
But you know, this is the idea of the app. It's a bit different. We're rolling with it. We're seeing what goes on. Okay. So I pay my £9.50. It does say like, oh, if you want to like get 4 date tokens, you can buy it for £36.
Oh, no.
Barely a bargain. And that means I have to go on 4 different dates with 4 different guys. They'll probably expire before I've used them. So pay my thing, and then it puts up his suggestion. So he's filled in his calendar. Bear in mind, this was maybe...
It was like a Thursday afternoon.
No, it wasn't, because Thursday he offered. So it must have been a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Or maybe it was a Tuesday.
It was early on in the week.
Yeah.
Can I just say that she'd planned to come to mine on the Friday night, and then she was like, oh.
Okay, so it must have been after the weekend. I saw my brother at the weekend, and he had said... My parents were away the weekend after, and he said, oh, do you want me to have the girls on a day of the weekend? So I was like, oh, right. Obviously, yes, we would normally like record something, but you were out of action. So I was like, oh, Charlotte, what are you up to? Nothing. I'm working till 6, but come over after. I'm like, yeah, cool. So anyway, this date option pops up that I can do Thursday at 7, Friday at 7. Or then he'd offered like Sunday at 7, Monday at 7. I'm like, all of which I can't do. So I'm like, that Friday at 7, that would be perfect. So I'm like, rang Charlotte, I was like, what are you thinking about Friday? She's like, go on the date.
I'm like, don't worry about me. I was like, I would want to go on the date. Like, I wouldn't want to feel like I'm like bailing on you, but I would want to go.
Yeah. I was like, but you'll be my backup. She was like, I'll be your backup. You know,
like, I think because it was like my first week at the new job, and I was like, I will probably be tired. I had quite a busy weekend planned.
So date set. Now, as soon as like you click yes to that date, it just like shuts it down almost. Like there's no conversation. It doesn't open up a chat with them. And it just says, right, you will find out the location of your date 30 hours before.
This is terrifying. Sounds like you're going to be abducted.
It sounds a little bit like a game show. It seems a bit a little fun to me. Yeah. I was like, cool.
It's an escape room.
And it says it'll be in central Manchester. And I just want to point that out.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm pissing myself.
Location will be revealed 30 hours before. So bear in mind, I was going Friday at 7, 30 hours before. It was going to be released Thursday at 1, which is my lunchtime at work.
They're refresh.
Everyone in work's invested. Everyone wants to know where I'm going. This. Yeah.
So I love that though.
Thursday lunchtime rolls around. Location reveal pops up. Brewdog at like Manchester Uni.
Oh.
I was like, that's not central Manchester. No. The rest of them are trying to convince me it is. I'm like, no, I get the train to like Piccadilly. Minimum 20-minute walk from like the train station. And like just out in a weird direction as well.
There's nothing... I can't imagine there's much vibe.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Who's picking this?
So the app, this is the thing.
It's so the app's like... that used to own Brewdog.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. Fingers in another pie.
So clearly there's some sort of like deal that they've made together, or the same person owns it and they direct you there. And this £9.50 includes your first drink. one, I'm like, I don't drink beer. Yeah. Clearly, and it's like very much on the app, like make sure you ask before you order a drink to see if it's included. So it's obviously like from this limited selection. Anyway, so I'm already annoyed at this location.
Mm.
I'm like, how am I getting there? And people are like, oh, we'll get the train speedy then to Oxford Road and then walk down. I'm like, that's right, faff. I would do it. I'm like, fine. Okay, I'm getting over that. About 3 minutes later, all of a sudden this message pops up from him cancelling this date.
With no confusion.
So someone was like, it must have been like, 200 characters max. Like, it's not, it doesn't open up a conversation, but he could clearly write something to go alongside because he didn't cancel. He rescheduled. So there's me fuming. I'm like, I'm already didn't want to go to this location, but I'd kind of come round to it. He's now saying, oh, I can't do this. Can you do next Sunday? Can you do next Tuesday? Can you, like, all of these evenings? I'm like, no, I had a babysitter, but I can't say that. There's no message. I can't put this into words. Now he's reasoning. If it's true, it was sad. It was about his mum being ill. And I'm like, fair enough. And at this point, I'm not angry at him. I'm angry at the app that isn't letting me cancel this now. It's not giving me an option to go, nah, I'm done. If I do, I lose my money. And I know it's only £9.50, but it's the principle.
It's the principle, yeah.
I've got a babysitter. To me, I'm like, he said no, so why am I losing my money? So anyway, I was like, said no to all the times he did. And it was like, I tried to put just Tuesday at 11 a.m. because obviously
she's slot. That's what we're looking for, the Tuesday boyfriend.
And it was like, no, you have to put at least three times, like three different times. So I was like, cool, this Tuesday 11, next Tuesday 11.
And didn't you put like Saturday morning?
I put like the Saturday morning after date was maybe Friday, because obviously if the girls were staying over at my brother's, that could have gone like the Saturday morning at 11. He picked next Tuesday 11, so it's still on the cards.
It's still on.
Yeah, it's not over. Dot, dot, dot.
And then does it still have to be the brew dog?
I don't know. Like, so again, it's now 30 hours before. So that's Monday morning at like 5 a.m. or something.
Oh, so when you ring me on Monday morning, we'll know where you're going.
I've got to now get to the other side of town. It's like
I just want it to be a short walk from central Manchester. So
also, you don't want to go for a beer on Tuesday at 11.
No, someone's like, oh, will it be a coffee shop? I'm like, I've no idea.
No, I don't know either.
I'm not impressed by the app so far, I'm not going to lie. I then did read the T's and C's, and essentially, if he tries to reschedule again, I get to now say no and I don't lose my money. Or if he cancels within 24 hours of it, then it's like I get to say no. But because it was within 30 hours.
Oh my gosh. I was going to tell you to set me up on this, but...
I think, and plus, right, so let's put it from your perspective. You have more options that you could go out, like different times. I just had this one night that this message came through and it fit, and then it didn't anymore. And it now I'm just a bit like, that's just a bit rubbish.
Mm. Maybe they do vouchers. Maybe I'll get you for your birthday. Belated birthday present. Please, I'll get you three date vouchers.
Please.
Get those diamonds and those candies. Buy those extras.
The red rubies. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Not particularly excited for this Tuesday. I went to a gym class last Tuesday. It was so good. I loved it. 1 o'clock, perfect time.
Well, it could be a quick date.
Well, I know I've said this. So if it's near the train station, I'm like, I'll be in and out. I'll be back at that gym for one.
20 you minutes pass.
Last time I went on a date, you called me, I think. I text me after so many hours.
Checking where you were and you were still
like,
on it.
Are you still okay? And I was like,
Find my on.
She did send me a location where a car was, so I could find a car if she went missing. Anyway, so Charlotte, what's your week look like?
Started my new job.
Very nice. How are we finding it?
It's a change of pace, which is what I wanted.
Good.
I don't know. It's one of those when you just start something new. You're like resettling, you find new people.
It's hard.
Yeah. Like the job's easy, which is what I wanted. But yeah, I'm going to reserve judgment on the job. I've done at this point 8 days.
It's early days.
Yeah. Like I don't hate it. I don't love it. But I think we established I need a job that I don't get too emotionally invested in, and I've got other things I need to be doing.
I always say that about mine, don't I? Every time you ask me how work is.
Fine. Fine.
It's fine. I go, I do my job. I go home and I don't think about it until I go again. And then I live my life around it. And it's giving me that lifestyle, which is what I'm hoping you get from this.
Yeah.
Is that your time around it is now a bit freer. Your headspace is a bit freer.
Close the door and switch off as you leave.
Yeah. You know, you get to focus more on your college. You're not doing your college on the weekends going, oh, what if someone rings in sick this morning? Mm. So yeah, what? Like, doesn't affect you?
Doesn't bother me. Like, I don't check the group chat until I walk into work in the morning. It's things like that.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, I've got something I could bring to the table for us. I've talked about my new job and having some weekends off.
Very nice.
And I know it's only been a short-term thing that this has happened, but I may be using this time to explore dating a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always exciting when it's somebody else. Exactly. Dating.
Give the listeners what they want.
But I'm finding myself in a bit of a pickle at the moment.
Oh, batting away.
Yeah, batting them away, literally. I wish. Yeah, I guess I've got two people on the roster and I don't really know what I'm doing without them.
Okay. This is juicy.
Yeah.
How long has this been going on for? What are we talking? So we're talking two.
Two people.
Oh, I think you did allude in a previous episode. So we have your favourite.
He makes a comeback.
Can we just have a bit of context? How long have we known?
I've known him getting on for 2 years.
Wow.
Mm.
And then other person we've known for?
2 months. August, September. October. Wow, is that it?
Would that be three? You've just...
August is 3 months. Well done. Counting's going well tonight.
So what's this guy called?
We can call him Bike Ride. Oh, we can call him Short
Bike
Short.
Ride?
Bike Ride guy.
Are you not the Bike Ride?
Okay.
Okay, what are we calling him?
You can call him Short Shorts. He always has short shorts on.
Short shorts.
Like really short shorts.
Does he have good legs?
Yeah, he cycles.
Okay.
Good legs, short shorts. Right. Nice.
I'm painting a picture in my head here.
Dying. I know I said I was okay to talk about it, but now I'm a bit like,
we're in.
Starting a new job did give me my first weekend off in 18 months.
Nice. And what did you do with your weekend off?
I went on a bike ride with Short Shorts. This must be by maybe like the fourth time I've seen him. Fourth. This is the one I went on a walk with. We did talk about like going on a date.
And so your first date with Short Shorts was
the
a outdoor. Walk? Was he wearing
walk?
Short shorts?
No, not that day.
Oh, okay. Was he wearing zip-off trousers?
No.
That was
when
Charlotte.
I say zip-off, you know what I
mean? I know exactly what you mean.
The zip-off the legs.
Yeah. Someone had them on at work today. I was like, whoa, that's a statement.
It's practical.
Yeah, it gets so
hot
and it
gets
too warm. Yeah, so I think I met him. It was in summertime.
How did you meet?
Online.
So you met him on an app.
We talked a little bit, I think, nothing major. And then I had this Sunday free where I had planned to do something else. They got cancelled. And then it was like a whole thing. And I was like, actually, I don't want to go out drinking. I'm not really drinking at the moment. You can't come back to mine, but I'm free Sunday.
Okay.
I left it very much in his hands. Like, what do you want to do? And he's like, okay, well, we could meet and go for a walk in. I was like, yep, that's fine. It was a bit of a drive for me, like about an hour.
Did you go to his neck of the woods then?
No, it was like halfway. We went Buxton way.
So I just quite far away.
Yeah, he lives far. Yeah, we went on a walk. Yeah, you know what, we got along, it was all right. Left it that I would see him again, but distance is an issue.
So was it quite a romantic first date?
Call it romantic.
As in, did it have like more than friends vibes? Yeah.
Did you hold hands?
No. I don't think so. No, we didn't hold hands. That's a bit, I don't know, I think that's quite full on holding hands.
Stop you.
There's a difference to like
hand?
Holding someone's hand and like things going a bit
okay,
further.
So his hand is good for his willy, isn't it? Yeah.
What, hold his hand to see what I'm working with later. See if it measures up. Okay. Yeah. So the first date went fine. We kept in contact, but we do live far apart. I don't live on my own. He doesn't live on his own. Logistically, I wasn't sure how this was working. Like, it was fun. It was summer. We matched because we both had kind of like short term only. Yeah. We're not looking for anything crazy. He's talking about moving to Canada and I'm like, perfect. That's like an end date for this. That's fine. Like, yeah, it's kind of one of those like, let's meet up, but I don't know what it looks like.
Are you just going on another walk? But then is that a bit like...
I'm like,
to what end?
That's almost like a pen pal for a pen pal you don't want. So then we're on a night out, me, Fern, and a couple of other friends, and I'm telling them this story, and they're like, ah, and one of them's like, Fern's going on holiday next week. Why don't you stay at Fern's house?
She did offer my house up.
Yeah.
I was just obviously a little bit tipsy at the time. I was like, yeah, you can do that. You can feed my cat.
So I was like, are you sure though? And you were like, yeah, of course.
That's fine. Like, yeah, I felt better that, you know, someone's going to come and cuddle the cat for a bit.
Keep the house
safe. I just
said,
you know, spare sheets under the bed in the drawers. Change them when you leave.
Hey, got fresh sheets, didn't you?
I did have fresh sheets.
Had a broken window.
Oh yeah, broke the window. As soon as I walked in, opened the bedroom window.
Just and, the handle.
Yeah. And I was like, so Fern, if I open the window, she's like, yeah, don't do it. I was like, it's done. Anyway, so he ended up coming over to Fern's for a couple of days.
He did.
Fern gets annoyed when I say this. I'm like, we got along. She's like, yeah, but what does that mean?
I mean, I'm like, do you like him? Is there passion? Like, what's going on?
Do you fancy him?
Yeah.
A little bit. Like at
Savage
a bit.
I will
do.
I mean, she scratched the itch.
I feel terrible.
He doesn't listen, it's fine.
No, he says he doesn't, so. Anyway, so I think he ended up coming over to Fern's a couple of times. Fern went away. I stayed at yours.
I'm a camper, so, you know, we go for like short breaks. So yeah. Like, Charlotte House is free again. She's like, I'm over. Short shorts, get him over here.
Yeah, we stayed at Fern's a couple of times. We had fun, actually. Like, we do get along. He's quite... I keep saying he's stupid, but you don't mean... I don't mean he's stupid. What I mean is, like...
Fun.
Like, he's, yeah. like,
doesn't
nothing...
take himself too seriously.
Yeah, kind of, like, yeah. If I come up with a stupid idea, he's like, yeah, whatever. Like,
oh,
blah,
just, like, blah, up for a bit of, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, just whatever,
you.
Like, yeah, it's fun. Then he got a job, because he wasn't working when he first got home, because he'd been travelling and he was back in the UK. And things got a bit harder because at the time, like, he was on my schedule. I was off, like, midweek. He was free.
And this job meant he was on the free weekends.
Yeah, and I was at the other job and I wasn't free. So we've kept in contact. I think I went over to his once, but it's too far. Like, it's too far.
You come to me.
How far were we talking in the car?
Oh, like, 2 hours. I went after work, Jesus. So I got stuck in rush hour. And I was no.
You then went to work the next day, didn't you, as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, that was, like, a whole thing in itself. I think that's why one of the very first podcasts, I'm just like, because I'm so tired. Because I've been his on the Wednesday, been out on the Thursday, and we recorded on a Friday. And I was like, I'm done.
Kept all this secret, Charlotte. There's always a dark horse.
Don't give you everything too soon. And I think quite early on, Fern was like, if you're going to see him, he's going to have to meet your mum.
Yeah.
I live with my mum. I don't know how I feel about that. But I was out with the girls from Salsa on a Friday night. And they were like, just invite him over. What's your mum going to say? I'm like, my mum would be fine with it.
Reference back to a few episodes ago when we talked about what was she doing on a Saturday? And then she went, oh, another story for another time. Here's the story.
Here you go. So yeah, it was Friday night. I was out with the girls. And he's like, what are you doing this weekend? I was like, well, I must have been in work on the Saturday. But I had the Sunday off, I think, or something.
You were going dancing, though. You had a salsa workshop, so it was a bit later, I think.
Oh, on the Sunday, yeah. Yes. I booked the Sunday off because I had a salsa workshop.
And you cycled back from work.
Oh, yeah, because I was wet from the rain, yeah. So he was like, well, I could come over. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of okay with that. And he's like, well, what do you mean by kind of? I was like, I'm okay with it. It's almost there. I can't face the questions from my mum on the Sunday. Yeah. So anyway, like, I was out on the Friday night and I was like, yeah, come over, it'll be fine. Come after work. I mean, I've got to go out on the Sunday, but, like, come over, whatever. I then had to tell my mum, which was, like, the hardest thing, because I live with her and I always say we're two adults that live together.
She's still your mum.
Yeah. Like, if any of you were coming over, I'd be like, oh, Larissa or Fern's coming over Friday. And it'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But this is a bit different.
Yeah.
He did come.
Are we having a family dinner at this point?
No. I think I'd got up early in the morning to tell her before I went to work to just be like, hey, heads up, my friend's coming over.
My friend.
He wears short shorts, by the way.
She's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, God, she cannot wait to ring her best friend and tell her. Yeah, it was fine. No, there was no, like, family dinner.
Okay.
We went out for dinner. We got back. She'd gone to bed. Like, she made herself scarce. Like, she's pretty cool. My mom was pretty cool. We did have breakfast together in the morning. She was a little bit awkward, but
It was, yeah, I mean, it was fine.
I think it's almost more awkward for her potentially because you're not introducing, here's my boyfriend, like, meet him. You're almost just a bit like, my friend's coming to stay.
Yeah. It's a boy.
I know, but you're not introducing him like, oh, I want you to get to know him because this is serious. No. You're just a bit like, he's just staying over, but don't read into it. So she's there trying to play it dead cool.
Yeah, and I think the next time, he has been over since he came over this weekend, just gone. Mm-hmm. We went on a bike ride and I think I just said to my mum, like, I'm not ready to talk about it, but he's coming over. She's like, don't worry, Charlotte, you're not 16 anymore. I was like, okay.
She'll leave you like a little packet of condoms on your bed. No,
she's not that bad. But anyway, yeah, so I went on a bike ride with him this weekend. We've even booked to go away. Do you know this, Larissa?
No. You've not seen my eyes. Whoa.
I think he meant...
Stop it.
So he mentioned a couple of weeks ago, like, going to the Netherlands on this bike trip. And I was like, well, I've been meaning to go to the Netherlands for a while.
We got a couple of friends there.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends there. And I was like, can catch up with people. I'm thinking of it very much the vibe when I went skiing with my friend in March.
Is this another friend?
Oh, he is literally just a friend.
Finally.
It's just like, I don't want to say a matter of convenience, but...
Two people that both want to go and do something and it's fine to go together. And whether you sleep together or not while you're there is dependent on whether it's...
So we've booked to go to the Netherlands the end of November.
Wow.
I actually don't know how I feel about that at the moment.
As in this is booked, paid for.
So. We've booked the ferry, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was this weekend.
Wow. I'd say this is getting slightly more serious than just...
But I mean, obviously, tell me if I'm wrong. I just don't know if you're feeling the vibes of it being any more serious.
No, I don't want it more serious.
Why not?
I don't...
Is it him or is it just not the right time?
I think a bit of both.
I think the distance doesn't help.
No. I think it'd be different if it was like 20 minutes away and I was like, well, what are you doing tonight? Or it's got to be so pre-planned.
Yeah.
That it almost kind of puts a pressure on it.
And then it's the long periods in between where it's like, oh, do we have to text every night? Like, do you want that contact? Or can it, living far away, could it be like you just text, oh, I'm free next weekend, what are you up to? Mm. When you've not talked for 2 weeks, or is that then strange?
I think that would feel strange.
So you are messaging?
Yeah. We even have a phone call every now and then.
I'm getting like giddy excited. I'm like, oh, you're going away. You're chatting on the phone.
I mean,
I just don't get the same passion that we've had
before. No.
Wouldn't be buying my hat.
I don't think it's time yet.
No. Because when was
I'll
that?
I'll tell
that
my dad to stand down.
Where are we going with this, Charlotte?
I haven't told Larissa this. And we're like, I was going to try and not tell Fern this, but like...
When we didn't record on Friday, she had to tell me.
I was like, I can't not tell you. So I went out last Thursday night.
I know where this is going. I know where this is going, Charlotte.
Do you want to give it a guess, Larissa?
Did we end up back with
a favourite?
Yeah.
God.
No. I feel like I'm in therapy where the therapists are really disappointed in me. You're meant to let me talk.
So much has freaking happened. Oh my God. Okay.
So I think it's hard to like date all this for people, I guess.
Yeah.
But a couple of weeks ago, went out with work colleagues as I was leaving and got a bit much for me. They were all drinking. I wasn't really drinking. So about 8:30, I left. And I decided to go into town. I don't even think I've told you this full story. I spoke to you on the way and I was like, oh, I'm hoping so-and-so's there.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Want your favourite to be there.
Yeah.
So did you know who was going to be there or just...
I was hoping he'd be there.
Okay.
He wasn't there.
And you hadn't messaged before?
No, we don't really contact each other. I mean, I went and I had a good time. There's been a couple of things I've turned up to and I'm like, oh, I'm really hoping he's there, and he's not been there. But after that,
when you're hoping he's there, for what reason?
Don't know.
Just to catch up? Just to put eyes on him? Do you actually want to talk to him? Do you want to go back to his
house?
Yeah,
like I want to talk to him all the time.
Well, this is where I say it's so different with shorts.
Yeah, like he messages me every day and I'm like, oh my God, again. I'm such a bitch.
I don't know. This can't air until after you've been to the Netherlands.
I know.
God, I was going to say, I don't want him to ever listen to this.
Well, he says he doesn't.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I feel like I'm losing track of the story. So my favourite, he's not there after that night. I think, did I ring you on my way home that night?
Maybe, yeah.
Because it was quite early. It was about 10:30 I left. And I was like, I really want to message him. And you were like, why? What is it you miss? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, I don't ever want to put you off doing something you want to do. Like, I'm not here to be like, you can't do that. Don't do that. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, what do you want from it? Like, what response is going to make you happy? What response would make you sad? Like, where are you with it?
Fern's the cock blocker.
No, I'm like, oh, go for it. You know, if it's fine, if it's not making you sad, go and do it.
Yeah.
My concern is for you. It's not for, it's like...
The fallout afterwards. Yeah.
And it's not a concern that's like, oh, I don't want to have to deal with when you're sad. Like, I'm always here for you. Sad, happy, whatever. But why are we putting ourselves in a situation if you know it's going to make you sad?
Yeah. But go back to this Sunday night. Like, I'm on the phone to Fern and I'm like, yeah, I want to message him. She's like, why? And I was like, well, at least I'm not going for a McDonald's tonight. And I got in and I did message him. And I was like, I just said, like, missed seeing you tonight. Straight back. Yeah, me too. Bear in mind, his message is still in my archived in WhatsApp. Like, I don't want to see his name every time I open it. And I think I just was a bit like, I said, I'm not really drinking, but like, if you want to grab food or a coffee, like, I'm down to make it work. Oh no, he messages that, I can do this week. And I'm like, well, I've got a fucking bike ride with somebody else locked in.
She's a busy gal.
Fucking look like a player, like, can't decide. I was like, let me see what my schedule looks like. I sound like dickhead when I say that, but... You know what I'm like? I'm like, any free second, I'm like, gotta fill it.
Yeah.
So I messaged him on a Thursday lunchtime being like, hey, I know I'm not drinking. I don't know if you want to go out tonight. You can always have a beer and I'll have a sparkly water. Yeah, straight away. 7 o'clock work, where we always used to go in town. Yeah, perfect. See you there. Like, I was nervous turning up. Did I speak to you on the way?
Oh, no. No, no, no. You not didn't because way. You didn't tell me at all. You didn't tell me that you bimmed.
Because I wasn't going to tell you guys until I told you on the pod on the Friday, but then
I was when we were like, nah, can't record. We're
not recording. So I was like, fuck, I can't keep this in a secret. This is too good.
Can't sit on a gold mine.
I went into town. I met him. Weirdly quite nervous to meet him.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, you've built this up in your head for so long. How many events have you been to and he's not been there? And your disappointment that you're feeling...
And then you put the feelers out, then he...
Yeah, so anyway, we went for a drink. I ended up going back to his. I didn't stay. I was like, I'll come back, but I'm not staying.
And how'd you feel?
It's not the same. Like, it's good. What's not the same? Like, the two people don't compare.
Oh, I thought you meant it's not the same as it used
to
be.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like, what?
Oh, no, it was.
It was great.
Really good.
Oh, God.
As good as I remember.
And then how did you feel? That's Thursday. How did you feel on Saturday when Short Shorts is on his way?
I feel bad because I'm not telling either about the other.
That conversation has been had with your favourite.
In the past, he's like, I don't mind if you see other people. That fucked me off.
But do you know if he's ever seen other people?
He told me no on that Thursday.
What is this guy's game? Honestly.
What vibes was he giving you? Like, when you say, like, who invited who to back to his? Did he invite you back to his? Did you, like... initiate it?
Well, we'd had a couple of I didn't drink, you'd had a couple of beers. It's like 10:15. I'm getting the vibe that
you shimmied up a bit closer.
I mean, I've shimmied closer, but like,
but he's then put the hands on me first.
Like, the drinks were empty and I'm like, right, let's get out of here. Not really kind of saying either way. And he says, oh, I was really looking forward to seeing you tonight, I was really nervous. He's like, you know, I've missed you. Very unlike him. He kissed me in the bar, like at the pub. And he's like, are you coming back to mine? Yeah, obviously, like, I want to. Well, like, yeah, I want you to, but I hate when he says this. I don't want to be a source of pain for you. And I'm like, well...
I think this is where it grinds my gears a little bit. Because I'm just like, you can say all you want. Words are just words. Oh, I want you to come back, but I don't want you to get hurt. What he's saying is, don't tell me you're sad in a week because I'm telling you that I don't want you to be sad. You can only come back if you're not going to tell me you're sad next week.
Yeah.
If you're not going to have feelings, that's okay. Or like, it can't be my fault that you're having feelings. And that's where it annoys me.
I find it wild that there's obviously like a real emotional disconnect, yet he answered so quick and was like there, like, it doesn't seem as casual when someone's like,
I don't know, I think,
no, for me, he replied that quick because he does want to see
to see me. When I've bumped into him and he's like, oh,
everything's real, all these feelings are real, what doesn't match is the saying of, oh, I just want some chemistry with someone.
I'm sorry, what is this if it's not chemistry? If it's this like attraction that you just can't quite break, like you're not making it up.
Yeah, I don't think I am. And even just little things, sometimes when I've left, I'm like, I should have chased that up a bit more. Or so anyway, he's like, are you coming back to mine? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not staying, but I'll come back. Well, I'm also like, I'm in work in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know.
Don't bring your toothbrush. Don't bring your contact lens.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not in my early 20s. Like, I need some home comforts. Yeah, it's really good. What can I say?
So, a week ago. Yeah.
That's a week ago.
What's the contact been like since?
I think he's dropped me one message.
A message, what? Just telling you what he's up to, asking anything about you, seeing if you want to meet up again.
Was telling me about a salsa event on next week. He just said, let me know if you want to go for a drink beforehand. And I was like, I don't know what I've got on. I might be in lectures that day, so let me check the timings. And that's it. Because I said to him when we went out for a drink, and I was like, you know, I've always wanted to kind of be like a middle ground that works for us both. I said, but you can't message me every day. Like, I can't have that contact. Like, your message is still archived, like, and it'll stay there. Like, it's when I decide I want to know what you're doing that.
Yes, I'll Charlotte.
This is where I think it's great. I just go, absolutely, if you can maintain some sort of control over this situation. Mm. To a point where, you know, he's not upset, I don't think. It's not like...
Who knows? This is the thing, like...
I'm finding this so hard to read. I'm like, what does he want? Where's his head at?
I was like, have you listened to the podcast? He's like, no. He's like, I can't imagine you paint me in a good light. And I was like, well, actually, I think I'm quite nice about you.
It was me that was sad. I refer
to you as my favourite. He's like, your favourite what? And I was like, well, I'll let you decide.
I feel like it's got double meaning now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know where that was. Like, what?
Not a favourite texter.
Mm-mm. No. Well, I do like texting him, but it starts to become all consuming for me, and that's not healthy. I think that's the
problem. You know how strong your feelings are.
Yeah, but I do think there's a disconnect. And I was like, oh, it's just so good between us. And he's like, yeah, that only really is, it's like that because we have chemistry. And I'm like...
But I thought you said he did.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
The one thing he said he's looking for on his singles nights that he always goes to.
And as I left, he was like, I deleted your number, to be fair. I was like, what? He's like, I just didn't want to do anything stupid. He's like, because I messaged you a couple of times when I'd had a drink. And I was like, but what's the stupid thing? This is what I don't understand.
Because he's texting, saying, I miss you, I love you. Let's make a go of it.
Yeah. But I don't think he would.
Well, clearly he's potentially thinking he's going to send that message when he's drunk.
Anyway, so that's where we left it.
Because I'm so messy. I'd be like, that track needs to come in. Charlotte.
So that was Thursday, then that was the weekend, and I'm just like in a real pickle of how I feel. Well, I know how
not
I feel.
Surprised. So we've had the background on the favourite.
Yeah.
If he was to turn around tomorrow and be like, look, Charlotte, I want to make this work, and I think we should, I don't know whether go steady, go, I don't know what the phrase is.
Be my girlfriend.
Be my girl. Yeah. Would that change things? Like,
well, one, like, what would your answer be?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is that what you're hoping for? In all these times of wanting to see him and going back to actually meeting up with him.
I've always said this, that we get along.
But you get along with short shorts, but it's not the same.
No, it's not.
So would you want him to turn around and say that to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it almost everything you've ever wanted to hear?
I mean, that sounds like, oh my God, the clock struck midnight and the shoe Cinderella. Turned into a glass slipper or whatever. I would definitely entertain the idea, yeah. I don't know what it would look like.
You almost can't picture it.
Yeah, and there's no point because it's not a thing, but...
But it's still a thing in your life. It's been a thing now for well over a year.
I've known him over a year, yeah.
Yeah. There's been feelings, there's been... You know, we've moved into a different section. We've moved out of that section. We're moving back into that section. It's an ongoing...
He's a constant, but not... He's an undercurrent.
Yeah, I mean, of course I would entertain it.
As in, you wouldn't just be a hard no. You'd be like, no, that's not what I want from you.
No, it wouldn't be a hard no, but I wouldn't
short
be
shorts
like...
says the same.
Probably be a no. Not realistically.
Yeah. And I think that's a thing, you can't pick who you like.
No.
Because
Short shorts give you fun. He'll book a holiday.
Yeah, really spontaneous.
He'll drive 2 hours to see you for an evening.
Yeah, he is dedicated. Yeah. Because he's done the legwork.
Yeah, because I drove once and I was like, absolutely not.
So there's that, isn't there? Like, you can put down on paper like everything you want from someone, but it doesn't translate. And I think this is where dating apps just don't
get it.
Yeah,
it did make me think though, when I was rethinking about you talking about your husband, you said like it was really quite a passionate relationship. Yeah. You felt like there was chemistry there, but that didn't translate into something long.
Safe.
No. Which is, I think, what I would almost fear in that. I was like,
yeah, but then how do you get over the thing that you don't feel that for someone else? Like, how do you, is it, it's not boredom. That's like really rude. Steady and stable. Not that that's necessarily what he's offering, but what he's offering you is spontaneity and fun. And he will book this trip. He says he's going to be there. He's there. He's not saying to you, oh, I might change my mind. He's booked it. You know, he's booked the time I've worked. He's booked this trip. And it's not necessarily a super romantic thing.
No.
But there's all those right elements there. You know, if you could write a little wish list.
Yeah.
But something.
It's passion.
So, where are we on the dating game now? Who are we seeing anytime soon? Who we're not seeing? We're going on holiday?
Yeah. That's the end of November.
Right. Holiday with short shorts is booked. Any plans with your favourite?
We are dancing next week. There's talk about...
Plus sleepover?
I don't know. Don't know what it looks like after dancing. I wouldn't normally.
Do you want to?
Of course.
And you guys on the scene?
I'm coming across as... If I was a man, I'd be a player, but probably not coming off that cool. Yeah, I'm mid-cycle, so I'm ovulating, so I'm feeling myself. So I did put my... I did go back on Hinge this week.
Test the waters.
Test the waters. Yeah. Well, you know, I've already got one that's quite... He was like, well, you're going to tell people I'm really good in bed on the podcast. I was like, don't massage your own ego.
But you have.
Yeah. then I've got short shorts that's fun. Now I just need like a blend of the two.
Yeah, so you're looking for some middle ground. Nice. Good to know what we're after.
Yeah.
And I think having experienced it all, it's good, isn't it? You really will know. Bit of spark, someone up for fun, bit closer to home.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
If anyone's out there that ticks all those boxes.
Our demographic is definitely women.
What?
Our listening demographic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fern's like, Charlotte's been a lesbian now.
It's just like, what? When did that happen?
No, definitely not in my lesbian era.
Yet.
We need to edit in some Sex and the City soundtrack here. This is
I know,
amazing.
I felt like I was really giving Kim Cattrall energy then.
Yeah.
What do you think it'd be like to date Charlotte, Larissa? Give me some pros and cons of dating Charlotte.
Be kind.
Pro.
Fun.
Yeah.
We're laughing.
We're joking. Bring the vibe.
Yeah.
Brings the vibes. Up for anything. If you've got a suggestion, Charlotte's saying yeah. Get her on a day where she's not working. Yes, we'll go
with. I feel like there's no awkwardness there.
Cons? We'll come to your house and look through your cupboards.
Yeah.
Just probably. Be aware. We'll look in your fridge. Judge every item of food that's in there.
Yeah. I try not to.
But we'll make you a cup of tea while she's there.
Yeah.
We'll have worked our way around your kitchen. She's got it sorted. She'll probably wake you up for breakfast in the morning as well, if you're lucky.
Oh, it'd be nice. I'd like to be a bit more ballsy and do that.
Just get up and make someone's breakfast in their house.
Yeah.
Oh,
in an
apron. I
would do it in my house.
Naked, naked, naked.
Oh, the naked, naked chef.
Yeah. Can you give me one more positive, please?
One more? We just had you fun. You're up for anything.
You could dance the night away.
Yeah, true that.
But not if they're not a good dancer.
No, they've got to be a good dancer.
They've got to be able to like whip you around that floor.
There was a while that I thought I couldn't be with someone that wasn't a dancer, but pardon me. It's all them balls. let me give context. Lindor balls,
pistachio flavour.
If anyone wants to sponsor us,
it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh yeah, happy belated birthday!
Forgot about that.
Yeah, same.
Are we ready for our good shits only this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's end it on a high.
Only. Good shits only.
That's Larissa now. She's good. That's Larissa now. She's had a gallbladder out. Okay. So I did put it on Instagram this week. You guys all like it and never put anything in the box, but we have had a couple come in, which we do appreciate you. I'll say names, but not surnames.
Yeah.
So we've had one from our friend Kelly. She says, coffee cart at work. Free coffee was much needed today.
Nice.
Perfecto. These are the ones we like. I think a few people have been like, I don't know how you think of something good that's happened this week. I'm like, it can be the smallest thing ever. It doesn't have to be that you've won the lottery or you've got a promotion.
I had a good one.
Go on.
For myself. So I had some dodgy neighbours, let's put it that way. So when I moved in, lovely neighbours on one side, someone that helped me with the plumber and all that business. And then the other side, I was having some work done on the house and she started like screaming at the builders. She used to live there and her son lived there when I moved in and it always smelled, he was always just out the front smoking weed.
Oh yeah, he was.
So it was getting, like the house was pretty run down, like weeds and trees like growing up the side. When I had my garden done, the gardener was like, oh, can we go down? Because I don't have access down the side. They were like, oh, can we go down? We'll be replacing these fences anyway. And like, oh no, it's full of like bed frames and like, it's just a hazard. You can't go down there. So anyway, they sold the house. Set for sale, Sam's up for ages. Sold Sam's up for ages. And finally the other day, met my new neighbours. They're so lovely.
Oh, nice.
Like a young couple. And I was like, oh, are you my new neighbours? They were like, well, hopefully eventually like we're having to like rip everything out and like go back to basics. It's just piles of stuff outside the house. Now they're like, oh, we found questionable things.
Oh.
So I'm waiting to get a bit of juicy goss on that.
Invite them round for a glass of wine. Get the goss.
Oh, so now you're sandwiched in by lovely people.
Lovely people either side.
Yay. Oh, nice.
Happy for me.
We had got another one here from Helen, our friend. She's a teacher. She says it's half term and it's a 2-week one.
Ooh.
Oh, lucky. I feel like it's early to be on half term already, but maybe not.
I'm going to say private school.
2 weeks in October is screaming private school to me.
Lucky you.
Yeah, my kids aren't off till next week. Have the rest of you got a good shit?
Come on.
I don't know why I say shit or shits.
A good shit owner. I had... this actually made my day today. I did a huge Tesco shop. I took it to the boot of the car, then realised that my pound in the trolley, I'd have to walk really, really like long way back to the Tesco to put my trolley back. And I was like, oh, do I just bail and just leave my trolley and forego my pound? And the lady was like, excuse me, have you finished with your trolley? I was like, yeah. And she was like, I've got a pound here, could I just swap you? And I was like, yeah, you can.
I love that. Yeah.
And I'm just amazing. I've just literally just put my stuff in the car and poof, I was gone. Thank you, lovely lady at Tesco.
Nice. I just checked my notes and I do have one.
Oh.
Last week I made a commitment to stop doom scrolling in bed.
And have you done it?
I did it last night. It was the only one. No, but for a whole week I got into bed, put my phone on charge, put it on Do Not Disturb and read a book.
Well, amazing.
I've read one page of the book each night.
Then it pops you on the head and you're like, oh, can't put it down.
Yeah, but I have been sleeping better, I think, because of it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What else have we
got? What about Nicole? I called her out on Instagram.
You did call her out on Instagram. She failed to respond and then had a message to get Nicole's response.
Mm.
And all she could give me was the fact that I brought in a load of treats for my birthday yesterday, and that was great.
Oh, that's nice, good. Though.
Do you know what I brought in?
What did you take?
So, went to Asda and got, like, you know the bakery cookies? Not, like, the fancy ones, just the...
Five in a pack.
Mm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, 20 of them.
Ooh! Just 20.
Just 20. Well, there's 20 people in the office.
Well.
Then I did 4 bags of variety of crisps, like some pretzels, some, like, Dorito-y type thing. Onion rings. I went for like kids party vibes. So then I did a box of like sausage rolls, you know, from the freezer, like party food. Yes. And there's
can you bake
a couple of veggies. So I did some veggie rolls as well. Can you bake them in the morning?
Wow.
Came in hot, didn't they?
Oh.
So Nicole's good thing
was actually your...
Yeah.
You're welcome, Nicole.
I think that's enough for the episode. I think we've got to call it. Peace out for another week. Don't forget to... like, subscribe, hit the bell. And I've got a new request this week. 5-star review, please, wherever you listen to your podcast. Yeah.
You can do it on Spotify or Apple. I've managed to do it on both.
Yeah. Wherever you find your podcast, I'm sure you can review.
Mm-hmm.
But like only 5 stars, please. Don't review us if it's 1 stars. We don't care.
Bye.
Bye.